got a Brooklyn one for you this week.
Can you believe it? We're here at the beautiful Come On Everybody Amphitheater out under the stars doing a Brooklyn drag roundtable with some amazing talent. Who's on the lineup?
We have Essa. We have Cheeky. We have
Their names?
We have Julie J and we have Pinche Queen.
And we get really, there's a lot of conversation.
There's a lot of conversation, a lot of shade is thrown.
A lot of crosstalk.
A lot of crosstalk. So I hope it sounds beautiful in your ears.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom.
It's a big old buzz.
You turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Sloppy, 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 sloppy.
When your first choice is a big old buzz.
Hit the sleigh button, faggot.
Do you want to start the show?
Oh, are we going?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Our number is 213-536-9180. Or email us sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Hi, you sloppy, you stupid little fucks, you not so fucks, you darling fucks. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds, Big Dipper, Meatball. I'm Meatball. That's Big Dipper.
Hello.
Hello.
Meatball, something is not the same.
Something has changed within me.
Without us.
Without us, too.
On the outside
of us. Now, where are
us.
We? What would you call this venue?
I would call it by its name. Timothy
Chalamet.
We are here at Come On Everybody in Brooklyn because to wrap up our New York City episodes, Sloppy Seconds Takes New York, we decided to do something special. And what is that special thing?
Well, that special thing is that today we have some wonderful guests here and we will be having a Brooklyn roundtable with some of Brooklyn's newest and oldest artists.
It's a Brooklyn drag roundtable.
Well, that's just a roundtable about Brooklyn. The bodega guy's going to come in here in a little bit, and I can yell at him about how long it took him to make me that goddamn sandwich.
But where is the table?
I don't know!
Okay, that's right. So we have amazing guests here today, so let's get them out here.
Yes, please welcome to the stage. They're already seated around a round table. Today we have Chiquitita.
I just got here.
Sorry.
No, we're going to say all your names first.
Did you want to talk in between?
They're not allowed to. Go.
Chiquitita. Chiquitita. Essa Noche. Julie J. And Pinche Queen.
Yay!
The mother of Brooklyn.
Honey, I didn't say
the mother of Brooklyn.
It.
Wait, can we start talking now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a podcast.
Literally.
I didn't know we had a cue. I didn't know we had a cue.
Honey.
Girl, I feel like Sweetie in the MTV Music Awards.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
What did you say?
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
Wait, all right. Now, why don't you each go around and introduce yourselves and talk about how long you've been doing drag in Brooklyn?
And what you're known for.
Yeah, what are you
in
known
Brooklyn?
For?
Which way are we going?
Why don't we start with
Pinche? Why don't we start with Pinche?
The legacy girl.
I'm shady already. This hasn't even started.
Start with the diva. The diva.
Honey. My name is Pinche Queen. I've been in Brooklyn for about... It is. I've been in Brooklyn for about 3 minutes, and I am most known for being the best cover girl you can get in the city.
What do you mean by cover girl?
Well, I'm only here to replace people that weren't available.
But when people call out, you get the first call.
Yes, I get the first call.
This is your, fourth time on our podcast? Third?
I would say third because that first one never came out.
Oh, right. Oh,
yes. That's true.
That's our bad.
Yeah, that was
that's
not
our bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Julie.
Julie, what are you known for?
Oh my God.
How long have you been doing drag?
Hi, my name is Julie J.
Hi.
I have been doing drag for 4 years here in Brooklyn, New York. That's right. Yeah, and I look this good, girl. It's true.
I know, I'm a little
four
upset.
Years. And I'm most known for being Miss Bushwick 2023.
Okay. Right now. Yes!
As of, yeah, as of now.
As of now. As of right, right now.
What? Wait, was right there now. Some discrepancy?
She's been thinking about it.
Was there a discrepancy?
It's true. You said what?
Was there a discrepancy?
Well, yes. No, no, there
no,
wasn't.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't.
No, listen, we all love each other.
As of now.
I think Cheeky's here to be shaved.
Yeah, she's
here to read the doll.
It's good to know. It's good to know, bitch. no, I'm also most known for Stand Up NYC, which is a very big fundraiser show here in Brooklyn, raising money for LGBTQIA+ individuals across the country.
An inclusive diva.
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. Sometimes, only when there's Stand Up NYC.
What about the Chasers? What about the Chasers?
You have a Cavassier straight up. Here.
Thank you. Cheeky, how long have you been doing drag and what are you most known for here?
I've been doing drag for 9 years. My 9-year anniversary just passed. So.
Wow, congratulations.
Boo. I know, it sucks.
She's only 22.
Yeah, I have been doing drag in Brooklyn though for 7 years, I think now. I'm probably most known for Oops, former Miss Bushwig. I also did Alaska's pageant, and which we're not going to talk about. And I'm just kidding.
That wasn't in Brooklyn. Yeah, we're not going to talk about.
Oh yeah.
Well, I guess you recorded it in Brooklyn.
They flew me out from Brooklyn.
Yes.
So, I don't know what else you know better than I do.
Girl, I don't listen to you, but yes. Wait. This is where I looked to the.
Yeah.
Now you're looking at the camera, and I'm going
to
say,
girl, we're filming. Welcome to show.
Well, hi, y'all.
How long have you been doing drag? What are you most
I'm not that long, drag. Clearly, Jesus.
Well, honestly, because, you know, I had two things. So, you know, I technically, in total, 5 years. Yes. And for New York City, I am known as the Windmill Body Beautiful Brunch Over Diva, Konovshikova Game Over Range Rova, and I'm also New York City's premier and only Ice Spice impersonator, like Gra.
That's true. It's true.
Yes. It is true.
Now, how did you all first get involved in drag, and what brought you to Brooklyn?
Ooh. Mother Brooklyn?
Me? Well, I had bills to pay, and I had a wig, so I started twirling, and then I moved here eventually, and that's pretty much my Brooklyn journey.
Yeah, because you're fresh. You're like, what, a couple months?
Yeah, I've only been here for like 5-6 months, and it's been cute so far. It's been some obstacles, but it's been cute.
Yeah, why did she look at you?
Go ahead and keep track.
Like you're keeping track.
Well, I'm turning and having conversation.
Right. What is happening?
I know y'all might be new to this.
This is organic.
She said, I'm media trained, bitch. She said, I'm media trained.
She's already burning bridges. She's already burning bridges.
Right, you'll never work in this town again. Bitch.
Julie, what made you start 4 years ago?
Oh, my God. Well, I went to school in New York. I went to Sarah Lawrence College, like in Westchester. Not upstate, but Westchester. So, actually, I'm going on, next year is my 10-year anniversary of being in New York City. Yes. Listen, a full decade, girl. I can say I didn't have to get mugged. Nobody stole anything
I mean,
from
mugged,
me.
But,
well,
yeah.
Always.
I got mugged.
I know. The always. Close-up
Julie, I got mugged.
Make me mad.
Okay, you got mugged?
Yeah, I got mugged at the West Village by a gay person.
No,
you're joking.
What happened?
Yes, girl.
How'd you know they were gay?
Yeah.
Because she said, sis, I'm robbing you. Oh. And I said,
wait, that's a good
said,
show title.
I said,
that's a good show title.
Sis, I'm robbing you.
I'm robbing you. Bring your one.
Sis, I'm robbing you.
And no, really. And no, really.
At the door, bitch.
And it was crazy. It happened in the West Village in Gay Town, and it was crazy. I got accosted.
Oh, my God. Wait, well, did they attack you?
And that person was Chikajita!
Formerly known as Harajuku. I know. I'm sorry. I should really bring it back.
Wait, but this is a question because the two of you both mentioned earlier that you've gone through a name change.
Some kind of psychological change.
In your life, mama.
What causes that kind of thing? Because we're talking about, you know, like what inspired you to start doing drag, but what makes that change something that you want to do with
I'm not Japanese. I've never been Japanese.
Look
if
at
I
these.
Wanted to be Japanese.
You're not
those knees.
I probably could be.
You were Harajuku and then went Juku and then went Cheeky.
Yes.
Okay. You got it. I know the path.
And what about you, Essa? What made you want to change?
Climate change. I don't know, girl. So serious. Girl, no, it was just during the pandemic, because like when I first started as bleep.
Bleep.
Do you bleep it or do I just
bleep? We can bleep it.
Bleep.
Bleep the bleep.
And when I started that way, I was just very like the dive bar girl. Like I remember like Untitled would be like, you're my favorite dive bar girl. Like you're so good at dive bars. And I was like, thank you, Untitled. That's so sweet of you.
I can't tell if that's a compliment or not.
No, she was being genuine. She's like, I like seeing you out at the bars. You're my that's favorite sweet. One.
But that's being specific to dive bar, I feel like that might be reedy.
Yeah,
reedy?
That's like Brooklyn.
But that's a Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's a Brooklyn compliment. Because sure. Where it else is. Are you gonna do it? At the amphitheater?
Ampa.
Some people do.
Ampa.
At some the amphitheater.
I've done an amphitheater. It's well, fun.
You know, and then once, you know, COVID happened and I stayed inside home, I was just really thinking about my drag. And I'm like, well, you know what? I want to make this like a full-time zhuzh. So then I thought about something that was really like mysterious to me. And I thought about SF when I was there when I was like 19. Before, you know, the Tito and the Ovas were like giving it down. There was this bar. I think you would know because you're like older. It's ooh. Called Esta Noche. Yeah. Do you remember Esta Noche?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
When that was around, I wasn't old enough to get in.
No, yes. Same. No, that was me though. I was like, oh my God, I'm like, I work at the Gap. Like, I can't go in here. Like, I'm so underage. And that was very mysterious. So it's Esta Noche now. Yeah.
I love that. Mm. When I travel, I tell people that my favorite drag scenes are Chicago and Brooklyn. But I would like to know what you think makes Brooklyn drag so special and why it is so good.
I've been thinking about this a lot recently. I think that a lot of drag performers are afraid to fail. And in Brooklyn, no, I don't think most of us are afraid to fail.
Look at the material.
Hey, okay. Because I really have been thinking about this recently. Like, we are not afraid to look absolutely bonkers, batshit crazy, but somehow it's also, I mean, look at the material.
At
yeah, okay.
There's a fearlessness.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Which I love. I think it's great.
I like to say that Brooklyn is a matriarchy, whereas the rest of the world is a patriarchy.
Mm. Oh.
And that's why our drag is so good. Wow. It's run by trans women.
I mean, it really is.
Look at the material.
I also feel like, I mean, look at how amazing, like, actually, like, look at the material.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Esa is such a good drag, amazing drag performer, and her social media
She's never said this, like, to me in person, so this is...
I tell you that all the time, but she has an emotional block. She has a hard time reading it.
Active listener. No, deactive.
Deactivated.
Engaged.
Okay. No, but she's so like sick. Everyone in this room knows it, you know, and you too, obviously. And we shared our notes.
Look at this table right now. I feel like with Brooklyn Drag, it's extremely like you can do whatever you bleep want to do, but
you can cut
as long as you're
anything.
Oh, okay.
You can say whatever you want.
This is not the view.
I was literally doing this in the Uber. I was like, all right, just say bleep.
No, you can say fuck, pussy.
Practice the bleeps.
A bleep. No, but like it's so diverse here. The thing is, like, what people really like, they want to see you eat up the spotlight. They want to see you do this because we pay too much damn rent to not come up here and give you a fucking show. You could look crazy, or you could look, or you could look beautiful, but everyone's still gonna give it. And at the end of the day, we each have our own thing, and it's almost like a kingdom of sorts now.
It's a queendom.
It's a queendom.
It's a queendom.
It's because in my opinion of Brooklyn Drag and seeing it and coming out to a lot of shows, I feel like the queens have to also be able to host. Like,
yes.
You have to have a personality to actually work here.
Well, that doesn't happen in LA.
No, that never happens.
Trust me, I know.
Reefy, if you're watching this, I agree.
She doesn't have internet.
Bleep. Well, no. The hosting thing is true because now you see a lot of bleep new people. And they don't know how to host. And I'm just like watching the show and I'm like, damn, this is literally New York City reputation. Like, hosting is the one.
Well, you have to learn.
You both took time to learn, too.
4 years of doing drag and just being in the bathroom doing bleep and like... and it took me 4 years to get it on the mic and actually like...
Years.
And now... And now the girls are like, wow, you know how to read me down all this and that. I'm like, yeah, because I studied and it was serious, you know?
Well, now at your brunch, you're talking for like 3 hours straight on a microphone.
Did you like my brunch? I had an incredible time here.
Always so much
no,
fun.
It's oh so good.
The body beautiful.
You
it's not the standard
Sunday.
Girls. Like standard girls.
Wait, how do you learn?
You perform to empty crowds that don't, like, nobody wants to come to your shows because they have no idea who you are. So it's like, you're performing to people that just stumbled in or, like, a friend or two that you might know and, like, they're a crowd of friends, too. But, yeah, you really learn with, like, filling the space, right? Mm-hmm. Because we don't have, like, the pleasure of being able to, like, round up all of these people the second that we start doing drag. You know what I mean? So it takes some time.
Do you still work in the farm? Because you said round up, cattle, get everybody together.
Herding.
She caught her a pig. She caught her a pig.
I agree.
What are other ways that people learned?
Yo, how did you learn?
Going to see shows.
Ooh, yes.
I feel like I'm like, no, none of the kids these days want to go see shows. But yeah. It's so true. Like, I remember when you can ask Janelle, actually. She's a great example.
Janelle number 5.
I'm right
Janelle
here.
Number 5. Candy Muse, Momo Shade. I used to... which I bleep that out. I used to go see her at Macri Park on Mondays years ago. This was back when Raga was still here.
Oh my god. Raga yes.
Before she disappeared.
Before she disappeared, girl. Ah!
Jump no, scare.
That's what it was. That's what it was. I would go back. I would go see those shows
She's
all the
Jeffrey
time
Stars
before.
Range.
And I would be at home doing makeup, take that shit off, and then go see a drag show. I wouldn't even go in makeup just so I could just see and watch and take it in. Like, what is it? It's like you have to do something for a certain amount of hours before you...
10,000 hours.
10,000 hours. I feel like I saw 10,000 hours of drag before I even grabbed a microphone to step on stage.
Well, I like to say that Julie is like a really well-educated student of drag. And
smart.
Also, you keep really smart people around you, like Linda Simpson also. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
You need to know these people. You need to be in your community and actively participate and want to care because... As the moment that someone reads that you're only there for clout or for Instagram followers or to get on Drag Race,
yes.
Not
you're
over.
Done.
Over.
Like you need to be this. You need to be communal and like do it because you want to do it.
Right.
And you do such a good fucking job.
Thank oh my God.
I have a question about like intergenerational drag scenes.
Linda Simpson, girl.
Yeah, I mean Linda Simpson. What like an amazing historian, right?
Oh
like
my
the photos
gosh.
Alone, right?
Yes. No, I started working with Linda because she wanted me to be a showgirl for her bingos. And at first, it was like we wouldn't talk that much. But over time, I was like, this bitch knows everything. Mm-hmm. She knows drag from practically the first day it fucking started. And to know her, to know Kevin, Aviance, pre-Renaissance, okay?
Yes, of course.
Like, to know that, it's so interesting because I was thinking about it the other day. Like, to know Kevin now... It's so interesting because, like, on the one hand, I'm, like, jealous of the general public because they get to experience Kevin for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And, like, for those of us who have been in nightlife and have known Kevin, we're, like, that's, like, sacred to me. Yeah. It's, like, Kevin, when I first met him, he came up to me and he was, like, I know who you are. You are a beautiful black ball queen.
That's hot. No shade, that's hot. That, okay.
It was. And
that's
I was
sitting
there.
That's what I said to Asa the first time I met her, too.
Honey,
but
she was.
No, Kevin said that to me, and I was like, I have made it. This is Kevin Aviance knows who I am and like, sees us in the same universe.
Yeah.
No one, like, I feel like people don't revere the newer generation.
You're someone's Kevin Aviance.
That's right. Ooh. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. You're literally someone's Kevin. I'm someone's sofa. Like, they're like, yes, girl.
Somebody's way more
I'm someone's
Kobe.
Cardi B, girl. I'm someone's, you know.
I'm someone's sofa.
I'm someone's three-piece sectional. I'm someone's Lexi. I'm someone, you can...
And you're someone's meatloaf.
Yeah.
Wait, can I tell you how I learned?
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah.
Now.
Because I am what? A sponge. I absorbs.
Have any of you... I know, P&J, you've done drag in a lot of other cities.
Yes, yes.
You lived in L.A., you lived in Dallas. Mm-hmm. How does Brooklyn drag hold up compared to the other cities?
Hold up.
Ooh.
How is it different? How do you feel that it's different?
Well, when it comes to holding up, hands down, Brooklyn drag, like, blows everyone out of the water because that fearlessness. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid to... look like an idiot because that's how you learn. Yeah. I was gonna say with hosting, the way that I always learned hosting was bombing. You bomb, sure. You make a note, and you keep going. Some people will, like, internalize it mm-hmm. and think they fucking suck the whole time. Or, bleep, suck. but comparing to everything, like, in Dallas, in Dallas, everyone was so concerned with looking beautiful and perfect the entire time. Mm. And then you step out onto the stage, and yes, the dance moves are sickening, but the crowd is disengaged.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
The crowd is disengaged, and it's stressful.
And you would always do some sort of, like, boundary-pushing things, even just the way you would present yourself on stage.
Especially right now.
Well, I know. I actually think I'm just fat, and you guys are inspired by that. yeah.
Well, I was talking more about your hairy titties, okay?
Oh, yes, yes.
But in Los Angeles, I remember, like, there were some people who, like, it really took them a little bit of time to be like, God. Am I into this or not
oh,
into
absolutely.
This? Like, it sort of butt up against people's, like, mentality.
For sure. And I definitely
accepted.
Wasn't the first, like, person to do drag like this, especially right. in the SoCal area. There was Grace Towers.
Sure.
I was heavily inspired by people like BB Gunn and Ursula Major. Mm-hmm. But those people were always in a more alternative
right.
scene, and I was pushing myself oh. into more, like, mainstream, like, right. competitions and set, like, to show that I can do what you do, but I
better,
do it like
bitch.
This.
That's a good answer. I think you're right. going to stay. I think you're going to stay in Brooklyn
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I hold, like Brooklyn
I hold one
home.
Photo in my hand.
Ooh. Can I keep
where
her?
Is it?
Can
it's
I
me!
Keep
it's me, Paul.
You know what?
I mean, you have all performed in other cities. You've been in San Francisco. What? How does it compare
to
other cities?
We have a queer audience. We don't have a gay audience.
Yes.
In Brooklyn. Yes. So we're a lot more receptive
well, like
to
party.
Trans women, to trans men, to...
It's a lot more rewarding.
Yes. Yeah. Well, when yeah. you can... Well, I like to say dykes for cheeky. Because if you can capture the dykes, you have every fucking
oh, yeah.
one.
She's
oh,
talking
yeah.
about the two dykes.
I'm talking about her.
Honey. Especially
and
on bikes.
Dykes on bikes.
Dykes on bikes.
Wait, do y'all I'm do
trans.
That?
And our trans that? Community.
Yeah. I,
well, you are trans,
I
apparently,
she
bitch.
Me trans on the dykes on bikes.
Not apparently.
I forgot about
I was
that.
In a, I was painted I up like a clown, and they're like, and our trans
and
sister.
You said,
wait, that sister. Was not... I thought that was
her.
I thought that was like a segment
of
a show. I thought that was like an SNL moment.
No, that was a real moment
that
in my
real.
Life.
Wait, why
alley.
Were you next to them?
She like, was I was right. I was
why were you next to Dykes?
I was heading the pride parade and Dykes on
and
Bikes opens the parade, so I was the first bike to go.
I thought you were like stuck at a light cuz I thought like the way
Dykes at
no,
lights.
Because I was looking at
she ran
light.
Out of gas. She ran out of gas.
And
we'll
be
right
back after this break. This episode is brought to you by Helix.
That's right, baby. We love Helix mattresses. Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
And how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Just take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
Yeah, I took the quiz and I was matched with the big and tall sleeper. It got delivered in a box. We unwrapped the box and threw it on the bed, and it's sort of like you give it a little time to settle, and I love sleeping on my mattress. It is something I look forward to coming home to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've both been traveling so much lately, and for me, I just love coming home to sleep on my Helix mattress. Nothing is as comfortable.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. And that's why they offer a 100-night sleep trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Helix is offering up to 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/sloppy and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
HelixSleep.com/sloppy and use code HelixPartner20.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay, something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
And we're back!
I thought we were going to get a refill.
So what are the hot shows right now? What's all the buzz? What's what in, are people talking
SS
about?
SS Brunch.
SS Brunch is the number
hands
one.
Hands down.
Country.
Which does not happen in Brooklyn.
Sold out most Sundays.
Where does
Sundays?
It happen? New Jersey?
For Manhattan. It's been around for 2 years now. And when I started, it was like really, really small. It was like 5 people and like 3 people worked there. Like it was really small. And then I just like worked really hard. But now if for like the whole, all the slow season, it was sold out for the whole slow season. But
what's the food like?
The food's really good.
It's pretty good.
So look at me. Look at me.
What do you mean, what's the food?
No, I haven't been.
Really cool. And you get a slab of bacon if you
honey,
want.
Honey.
Girl, that was
dip my
first
dip her second dick in a Motel
too.
6. She ain't at the standard.
Yeah, Dipper doesn't care about the standard.
I was gagged to see you. I was gagged to see Sasha Colby there. I was gagged to see Crystal like Metha there. Like lots of like off-duty girls go there. That to me is what is really special.
So you think Sasha Colby's off-duty?
So I'm going to ignore you, but so basically the whole brunch is like, it's for me, when I started that brunch, it was like a love letter to like Brooklyn drag. So I would always want to get everybody at the grill because it's such a like she posh thing. And I was like, no, I want to get all the like POC trans talent that I grew up with at these bars. And I want to put them in this bright light, really good food. Giving it to all these people that have money, and you know, and it was really, it's just like to me, it was just kind of like a kiss to for my friends because like they deserve it much as anybody else. Girl, I just you know, I worked hard to land, like to it just came on me, but like,
yeah,
it could come on me again, but like,
it could come on everybody.
It's very, it's really cool to see like all these people that admired and like loved and like, and they all come and moms cry when they're there. They're just like, they're like, that big bitch is so having so much fun. Oh my God. They're like, can I hug you? You think it's, I had a whole religious like 20 top of like all these like Roman Catholics coming from like church or something. And they all stayed and they're all like the body of Christ. Like they're giving me like, they're giving me the, and they were just like trying to have fun. And I was like, wait, this is like literally a whole unifying moment. That's why, I mean, to someone, it's a little, it's like a little brunch, but to me, it's very like.
I don't think it's a little.
You have like an ease of pulling everyone together.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you talking about my gravitational force?
I need everyone watching the podcast to follow Esa Noche so that she can believe in herself. Finally.
Oh, period. Yes.
I don't believe in yourself.
She's humble.
It's cool. It's just cool to see like a lot of my.
Talking to the mic.
If you don't talk to that mic.
Oh, it's a lot. Really cool to see all my like my friends like just be around and you know.
Girl,
give me,
we love you.
Yeah. I love you too.
That's true, Mama.
Well, can I talk about myself?
Yeah. Now we'll move on. Why don't you talk about your hot shows, Diva?
I'm every first Friday here at Come On Everybody. So just follow me. And sometimes we bring Rue Girls. Sometimes we're going to bring Meatball.
Yes, I'm coming. Ooh.
And I also like to do album tributes where performers just go one after another. And we also do Oops here once a month.
Why don't you explain Oops? Because it's like hard to describe that show to people.
So Oops started in 2017. I was not an original cast member. It was like Ruby Fox, Crystal, Mesh, who is now living in
Florida,
doing like gay porn. And Jack K. Kennedy and Mary Cherry also was a member of the first Oops. But it just later evolved to like me and West Dakota kind of inheriting it because everyone moved away or like we, you know, weren't friends anymore.
It's hard, yeah.
It's nightlife and it's hard to sustain a show for 3 years, you know what I mean? And that's how long it was before COVID. And then after COVID, we also did like online, like
digital.
On Instagram, the digital Oops.
That
which
was so
legendary. Did you like that?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They did the little hands. How
do you didn't that get written up in Vogue or something?
It was paper? Was it paper magazine?
It was W.
It was W.
You know, we're the first people to do any sort of like when it came to like the Instagram surge of like Oops was like literally that, like it was the girls.
It
that
was were exciting doing it. To watch because it was inventive. Like everyone else was just doing drag
performing
on their
in their rooms.
But you guys made use of like the filters itself and the filters, and you created a show that seemed scripted before it went on.
Thank you. Really well, it kind of, we had a guide. We were like, we're going to do this song, we're going to do this song, we're going to do this song. And then, like, this is what the bits that we're doing in the songs. And then the rest of it was improv, which is a lot of what Oops still is. Like, we'll have themes or we'll kind of just, like, navigate around ideas and then just spiff off of, what is the word, spoof? Spoof.
Spoof.
Spit.
Because you get to also play your weird, fun characters, Oops. Like Wesley.
Or Chico. Yeah. But you...
Oh yes, my gosh. Julie.
Yes. Stand Up NYC is my hot show to talk about.
I mean, it was huge. It was that $3 bill, right?
Yes, we've done three of them so far. Wow. The next one, we've raised over $75,000.
Holy shit.
That is what I'm fucking talking about.
Which is wild. And it's so funny because the first one we did was in March when like all of that legislation was happening in Tennessee and in the South. And I like woke up one morning and I've been vocal about this on Twitter. I just feel like a lot of the people that we referred to as like leaders in the greater New York City nightlife community like weren't doing enough for me. They weren't doing enough. And I was like, we really have to like pull together, because I think in New York, and I'm sure we can all relate to this, in New York we all always think to ourselves, that'll never happen here. Like it'll never get as far to Brooklyn from Texas, girl. It'll never come up here. And I'm like, we just had like so much violence happen like within the past couple of months. And so I was like, you know what, girl, I'm gonna get these bleeps and bleepers together and we're gonna put on a motherfucking show, bitch. We are the world.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is I think there's, especially in nightlife, there's a lot of this trajectory of people like working hard and sort of being underpaid, but being like really well known in a little community. And then someone with some corporate purse string says, oh, you're gonna do our fashion week parties or you're gonna do our whatever. And that nightlife person gets elevated and they have this sort of like legendary status, but they're looking back at two decades of like not ever having enough resources or money, and then they get plucked into this world, and it's really challenging to hold on to those ideals. Mm-hmm. It's really challenging to like, because you just go like, whoa, now I just paid off my student loans.
Keep these people.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's from experience of interacting with those people who go like, oh, we've got coin now, but you can still pull favors for us, right? And I'm like, oh, just pay everyone. And like, donate money.
Yes.
Like, figure it out. Like, if you're at a point where you have privilege and access, you should be using that for some philanthropy with everything that you do.
Yes. Wow. That's what I talk about all the time. I'm like, you have 30,000, 40,000, 100, a million followers on Instagram, and all you can post is a makeup selfie? Like, girl,
cheeky.
If you don't reshare a GoFundMe
I'm sorry.
Yeah, cheeky.
Oh, my God. Yeah, come on. It's not all about you.
Yeah.
It's true.
22-year-old.
I also do trans excellence, which is also all about me.
I love doing that show.
Trans mask excellence.
Oh. We're gonna take a bleep, and we'll be right back. Bleep.
Already?
Best show for last.
You have with the legend, the icon, Meredith Sheridan.
Yes, the disrespect was real before the break.
I just wanted to give the Queen of Brooklyn her proper due to start us off
the
on
mother.
Our third segment.
The
You're
going
to get a lot of angry girls online talking shit about me.
Yeah, we know.
And I'm used to it.
But not from Brooklyn, right? From like other country, other states.
Bosnia.
No, everywhere.
Russia.
Bosnia.
Bolivia.
Honey. That's a country, right? No, I do two Saturdays a week, a week. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Two Saturdays a month at Macri Park with Mary Cherry. And most of the time it's just me, but I have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Does that
really
mean?
That show well. I got to go to one when I first came
It's
to
fun.
Visit. Yeah, it's a wonderful
it's
time.
It's fun. I'm very thankful that Mary got me into that, because if I moved here, I would have had nothing and really would have been out of sight, out of mind. So being a part of that show really helped me, like, say, like, I'm here. Hello, look at
girl,
me.
Girl, we brought Macri Park back.
Honey.
That's true.
That's what I heard.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Struggling.
Between the three of us, bitch, we brought really? It was back. Because it was closed for a really long
three?
Time.
Who's the third?
Oh, for
Mary?
Mary.
It used to be called the Macaroni Mary. Grill.
Mary has had a Saturday there for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they Macri's was closed for, like,
oh,
2 years
COVID.
Because of COVID.
Yeah.
No,
because
there was a brick.
Yes, there was.
No, there was a brick thrown in, and when we asked that brick, why are you still here? Mary was like, girl, you know, I'm stuck.
Oh, my God. Oh. She's going to hate me.
Here's a question for you about the community. Mm. Do you feel like the shade in the community, that there's, like, real infighting, or it's, like, sisterly jabs like this?
No real
fighting.
Are there,
fighting? Like, real
no, answer honestly.
Conflicts?
Yeah, well, who's fighting? Honestly.
I think there is actual, like, conflicts and mm-hmm. there's a lot of layers to that, but the thing is
not
when
me.
You're in such a big city, and now after like COVID and stuff, there's just so many ways to go somewhere now, and of course you're gonna step on some toes if you're not paying respect to certain people, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And it's also just gonna happen because now there's so many egos now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's just gonna happen, like, yes. Girls think they are owed the world when they, you know, have a show that's like a little busy, and you know, and it's just like you need to relax, because like I don't put on all this bullshit for no reason. I put on this because like I was at one point in my life extremely lonely, and I wanted to, you know, find community, and that's why I, you know, that's why we should realize why we're out here, you know. Mm-hmm. You know,
but not everybody has that same history when it comes to why they do what they do.
Why do you keep pointing?
Well, yeah, some people, like you were saying earlier, their only reason and intention to do drag is to get on Drag Race,
famous.
Or to get famous. So mm-hmm. they don't have that, like, I want a sense of community. They'll just enter a scene and be like, put me in your show. Why am
and
I not
And it happens
in your show?
Everywhere. Ooh. Like, I'm sure you see
LA.
Yeah,
no, I mean, that is huge in LA. That's the big thing.
Oh, in LA, I'm sure. Yeah.
Julie, wait, how was it, like, do you have something to say on this topic?
Yes,
you were making
absolutely.
Eyes.
No.
As current reigning royalty.
Absolutely. Well, my first decree as Miss Bush. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think that I agree. It's one, oversaturation. There's a major oversaturation.
Who
of drag
quit?
And
point at them.
Who
yeah,
do you
who should quit? Who should quit?
Use the round table. And
girl, these are fake glasses.
No.
I didn't tell the camera.
Them.
Okay,
are
no,
fake.
It's right.
Come on, y'all need
it's
to
right.
Chill. Let okay. Julie talk.
Y'all are treating Julie like she's me. Quit it.
Quit it. Bitch, they're real.
Well, it's true. No. The thing is that, like, in New York City specifically, there's so few spaces there's so few spots, I would say, to, like, be immensely successful. In drag.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's people who, I talk about this a lot, because I feel like there's some girls who came into the scene, they had like thousands of followers on Instagram, or like the internet has lied to them several times and mm-hmm. told them that they are fly, hot, sexy, and beautiful. And they're nothing like that. They're nothing of the sort.
Right.
And so they come into the spaces and they're like, well, you won't give me a gig, so I'm going to go above you. And what they don't know is that we all talk to each other.
Oh, bitch.
Girl, all
we
of us talk
honey.
To each other.
Girl.
We all know. So if something is going on, it's like, girl, did you hear? And she's like, mm-mm, I already know about this.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. And so that goes back to the conversation of studying.
I love new tea, though.
Of knowing.
I love new tea.
It's true. Of just
no,
like.
Of knowing, yeah.
No,
of knowing,
true,
like, what community you're going into. Like, having a moment
bold,
to collect.
What a bold thought process to
yeah.
be like. I just got off the bus. I'm ready to twirl and perform, so I'm going to show up and say, give me my gig.
And nine
Leave
times out of ten,
Pinche,
but, no,
get out
see,
of
no,
the
but
city!
But Pinche's a great example yes. of somebody who is was already connected to this community in a way and came in and was like, girl, I'm entering, but the thing on top, Pinche is good.
Yes.
Well,
and I feel like she's okay. respectful of other people.
Yeah. Yes. I know that's right.
I try to be.
This hair has
you know
been very
I mean?
Disrespected.
You're so respectful
but
that
the
you
people.
Wore that shirt to cover up your body for
Is
us.
There lace?
Right. Sorry.
Is there lace in this wig?
Can
no.
I,
can we?
But there is one right there.
Yeah. And I what looks good. So.
Can I have the floor, please,
yes,
ladies?
Okay,
please,
cheeky.
Please.
I'm just kidding. You know, Serena Chacha. Anyway.
Wait, do you know her?
I was going to say. No,
Serena
that's
Cha-Cha?
That's a quote from Drag Race. Yeah, yeah.
Ladies, can I have the... Ladies!
Thank you.
And
so
they
much.
All keep talking over her.
I was going to say, I feel like there's a disconnect between the newer generation of drag that started during and after COVID and the generation of drag that comes before even me.
Okay.
So when people look at people like me and Issa and think like, oh, these are the people maybe that I should be kissing ass to or whatever. And it's like, we're not even... like a part of the grand equation.
Girl,
like,
we just started too.
We just started too. I just got here.
We just started.
Happy like, 10 year, and happy 10
happy
years.
Happy 10 years.
Now, thank you.
Oh, that is one of our questions because in LA, there is such a disconnect between the drag scenes. There's the WeHo girls. There's the old queens that do their own little shows in the basement of a restaurant. Then there's people like me that do like downtown stuff. So it's all really segregated by age and by location. Do you feel like that's the same here?
I think here it's like race. So, I'm just kidding.
Jail.
Well, like, Manhattan is a bunch of white girls.
No, 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 it's changed now.
Yeah. Boys, dare I say
remember
boys.
The competition?
Boys.
A bunch of gay guys.
Literally, a bunch of gay men and girls.
We used to have, like, a really big competition in Brooklyn called Mix BK.
And
well,
Miss Williamsburg.
And we did it together, and you won the round, and I was fan favorite.
You were fan favorite.
I was fan favorite, but, like...
And that was, like, your first year of doing drag.
That was literally 3 months of me doing drag.
There you go.
No setting powder.
Right, honey.
No setting powder. Pussy.
Powder.
No lashes. Ghost face. You know, when you know, as, like, POC people, when you start putting on foundation, it's never the right color. You're like, oh, the floating head, honey.
Oh, girl.
But we used to have, like, a pageant that would kind of, like, at least give people a certain, like, route. Mm-hmm. Or at least a little, you know, where they can take their steps. Mm-hmm. But now, since there's almost anything... Everyone's just kind of like, I have a hosting spot.
Right.
I'm better than you. Oh. And I'm like, but can you carry the
they
show?
They just think they're
kind. Your mic's cutting out, honey. That I do weekly. And you're like, I'm like, who are you?
Hunt is earned.
I'm like, who's going to your shows, girl? Like, is anyone of the community coming to your show? Because to me, that's a good litmus test of, like, how you are as a host. People who even do this as their livelihood want to see you because they're like, yes, you respect the craft. You're unserious, but you're serious. You're funny. You can hold a show. You're doing everything. And that's the thing about New York City is, like, you have to be that one package.
You have to know how to balance it. And I think, like, when your drag is, like, very one-dimensional, it's hard to expand.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you look at Pinche when you said expand?
Well, her eye started drifting.
that left eye.
Wait, do can I ask you a question?
Both of you.
Bleep. How do you see like Brooklyn as like one of the more shadier communities?
I think it's a different. It's different than other scenes because it feels like y'all all know each other in a way that we in LA don't, or at least I don't. Interact with the queens the same way.
Yeah, I don't think it comes off as shady.
It comes off as love.
Yeah, I think that my
then we're doing it wrong.
Impression of the drag scene here is like expansive, supportive, but also like that New York City edge, right? Like you have to be able to like, you know, hold your own and someone try to come for you and you say, oh no, baby, you're not doing that. But it's not that personal, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think in other places there's like an Instagram rant and then like subtweeting and it's like all because someone like took your spot in a dressing room over nothing.
What state are we talking about?
Girl, any of them.
Chicago.
Like, people,
bitch, those faggots can't stay off of Twitter.
They're very sensitive. Well,
what are they going to do now that they have to pay for a membership?
They're very sensitive.
Oh, like, yeah.
I think there's a lot of people and it depends. Like a lot of that can come out of the way they want their community to be. They want to be, you know, like they want to kind of walk on eggshells and support everyone sort of like blindly and be that sensitive. But I think there's a little bit more of a, I don't know, like a boldness or a brashness to the queens here.
Yeah.
Well, we
here
live
y'all are tougher.
We live in grit, babe.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We fight with
like
rats.
It.
Like it's just what it is.
Fight rats.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, girl. Getting on the train, get off the train. Hey, tranny. Hey,
you're
girl.
Literally
okay,
on
going
the
to the show.
Yeah.
Like,
let's go.
That's just how it
Ooh,
is.
That's a good party name.
I've been like trying to learn.
I almost said it. You
said it three times.
Even stopped.
I went, hey, tranny.
I feel like I've been trying to.
I feel like I can say it, but the minute I say it, I get canceled. Probably.
Wait,
tranny. Well, you can say tranny.
You said that
suck a dick in a wig. You can say tranny.
I went to Jersey, and I did a couple of shows, and I've never had so many sausages.
Oh, bitch.
And I was in the bleep hotel.
No,
and
say I was, it. You can say where.
So I was just giving it. I was just like, my lash flew off. And like, but you know what? Because I do wear a good amount of Pat McGrath. It stayed con.
Honey.
It stayed con. But people were just like, give it. Take it.
They love the doll.
Take it. And I was like, damn, this is hot. Wait, what was the question?
I don't remember.
You were just bragging about all the cock you got in Jersey.
Dipper, it's because you were next to me.
I remember. I remember one time Chicago said that Brooklyn drag was treading water.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that was right before the pandemic, or after?
Wait, is that a flood joke? Because you know,
unfortunately, your house did flood.
Don't do that.
Whose house flooded? Is that why you're here?
No, girl, that's one of my best friends. She already forgot. It's okay.
Oh, you.
It's okay. You know, people still bring that shit up.
Well, I try not to bring up people's trauma for the sake of like conversation. Even though I totally did.
I've had newer girls come up to me and they go, "I'm so sorry." And I'm like,
what did we mean by the treading water thing?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Treading water.
That's shade.
That was shade of them being like, y'all are dying.
It's insecurity. It's insecurity. I
frankly,
feel like
I hear and see more parties here and like know about more parties in Brooklyn because like more people go to them and talk about them. And they've been around, like you said, for like 3 or 4 years.
Also, nightlife ebbs and flows. Like sometimes hot parties in one city and then there's, you know, in others. Mm-hmm. All right.
So what do you want to see more of in the Brooklyn drag landscape?
Ooh.
And what do you want to see less of? And quit pointing at Pinche when you say less.
Ooh.
Wait.
I'll
piggyback off of that. I want to see a lot more of me.
A lot more of me.
And we want it, baby.
Give your stepmother her things.
What do I want to see more of?
Okay, so
I know I said it already that we're not afraid to fail, but I want to see more failure.
Yeah.
I want to see more failure. I want to see like a lot of there.
More
I know
failure.
That we have some individuals that have tribute shows, some of which I'll be a part of very soon. But I think about Oops. I think about shows like that. Shows like Oops don't, or like Teresa's What's Happening with Brenda.
That's genius.
Another one. I'm like, that is an original idea that was created, right? And now it's a part of pop culture. It's not something that was already in the oeuvre Ether. Of pop culture that we're now referencing. It's that's an original boop.
I think it's okay to reference.
Yes.
It's not okay to steal.
Yes. That's what I mean. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Anyone else? More of
I
want to
see. I want to see more delis. I want to see more
in
munchkins.
Brooklyn drag.
In Brooklyn.
I want to see more bodegas. I want to see, I want to see.
Why didn't you wear your ice spice today?
Because I was wearing it for 2 weeks. And did you not notice why I was wearing shades? I had like a really bad sty.
I don't follow you.
I noticed today.
Dipper didn't pay for
I followed you back today.
I noticed today. I noticed today. After many years, Dipper. Just many years.
Don't let this white bitch disrespect you.
I'm just so used to it. I love colonization on me. As a Latina.
The Empress Hotel.
As a Latina. Yeah, honey. I was going to colonize left and right, but
down.
Up and down.
Up and down.
She got fucked by so many white men.
I want to see more windmills. I want to see more windmills. I want to see less padding on people. I'm kidding. More padding.
I want to see more padding. Are you pointing at PJ?
I need more padding.
She's pointing at me because I'm not wearing
any. Sorry.
But I want to see more pads.
Honestly,
yes, more body stuff. It's so fun.
But you see, that's what I'm talking about. It's a matriarchy. The trans women here don't want to wear body.
Girl, yeah, we're tired.
We're tired.
It's hot.
We're tired. Like,
no, they should show your body.
Yeah, show your body.
Yeah, even if it looks like oof.
I love a silhouette.
We're
going to take a break and be right back.
We're back.
And we're back.
Can you
I love you guys.
Identify like a defining moment in your drag career here in Brooklyn when you were sort of like, oh, I'm a Brooklyn queen.
Actually, my defining moment where I felt really good about being here was being asked to do stand-up. Oh, that was a really big thing for me. I felt like, oh, like, I feel like I'm a part of this community now, and I'm, like, finally stepping into it.
Yeah.
And that was really, really special for me. I was super, super overwhelmed, and I'm very thankful for that. And you,
girl, you don't get paid white acting like that.
Aww. Honey, because I'm nice.
You get a transportation stipend, like, bitch. Hold on.
Wait, what show was that?
I got sponsors over here.
I was not in that group message. I was not in that group message.
Did you wear the white jockstrap with the, did we do the same gig with the stand-up?
With the gown?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure my memory is serving me.
I just want to make sure.
I would say my defining moment was putting stand-up together. Mm-hmm. Because when I put out the ask for it, I really like expected only like 10 people to respond to it. And we had like over 200 nightlife people reach out and be like, I want to be a part of this.
Wow.
And it was a moment where I was like, one, people know who I am. Two, they want to be involved in something that I'm putting on, which is like crazy to me.
That's cool.
And three, like, I'm just so happy that we can have everybody in a room together. Because before stand up, Bushwick really was like the only time where we had everybody
a roundup
of everybody in New York City nightlife together in one space. And now it can happen frequently for a good cause. The
Over
generous queen.
People, that's insane. That's what I'm talking about. That type of turnout and community would not happen
in
LA.
Actually, Lucy Stuhl, they put together like the Chicago. I can't remember what it is, but she like messaged me and was like, "Girl, you inspired me to do this."
Oh
in
yeah,
Chicago.
That one in Chicago was Bless like her. Really. They did like a live stream with it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seattle too, girl. I think.
And Seattle. Bosco messaged me and was like, "Girl,
that's
congratulations.
Oh,
that's
congratulations.
Amazing.
You inspired
It was like that. Really.
Round of applause
me.
For Julie fucking David.
Clap at home.
Julie without a J.
No one's clapping. No one.
Julie DeGeneres.
Ask Miss Ellen.
Chicky, what is yours?
Chicky.
Chicken man.
Probably Miss Bushwick 2018 when they were like, hey, here you go.
You were like, on that bit.
Or actually, no, probably when I performed Chiquitita with Charlene in 2019 before COVID, because that was really like a way of her like showing Brooklyn like, hey, like I enjoy this girl. I admire this girl. I trust this girl. Like, prance, essentially. Prance, my queen. And it's like, you know, having people kind of since then, like, trust me and, like, guide them in, like, my vision of what it means to be, like, drag or trans excellence has been wonderful.
Love it.
The first time I took a shit at the Rosemont, there was a basement where no one goes and the toilet is very scary. And I took a poo in there, and then that's when I realized I am a Brooklyn girl.
Thank you.
Esa noche, everybody.
Yes.
Winner of question and answer.
Yes, God.
Have you sucked dick in at the Rosemont? Like,
I have also sucked dick
everywhere
at the Rosemont.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a perfect segue
because we're gonna go to our favorite segment, Fuck Talk. Y'all ever fucking drag?
Oh, ooh. Well,
you bitch.
This wig. I wore this wig.
This is the hair.
That's your rooting wig.
What?
Honestly, that's
work.
Your rooting wig.
We work.
It really is beautiful. Fuck
now,
hair.
What happens when they grab it?
Yeah,
and it
I
comes
was
off.
Just thinking.
I don't know. Let's find out.
I don't know. I was telling my. Yeah, I don't know. I told my dad. I was like, stop pulling it.
Oh my god.
And then I was like, Julie, stop pulling it.
Ah!
And Julie's like, you
Julie's
will.
Like, stop
Julie's
pulling
like,
my hair.
Julie's like. Julie's like, you're not going to stand up. You're going to sit down.
Sit down.
And yeah, I was like, NYC, bitch. Sit down, NYC, honey.
That's why I don't wear wigs, because it makes it easier. They don't have. They just grab on my neck.
Wait, do we talk about like fucking and drag, or do we talk an experience, or do we just say it?
It was just a yes or no question, right?
You can tell me a crazy story. You can tell us how drag has affected your sex life. Like, I know when I first started drag, a lot of people didn't want to hook up with me, and now it's fine.
Is the same?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Leave.
You gotta leave. You gotta leave.
Beast.
Oh.
No, that's a thing.
I can't wait for the Chicago round table.
Yeah.
Just
love,
pour some water on the floor.
In Chicago?
They can tread that, honey.
Yeah, she's like the most...
Tread that, honey.
Tread that.
I would say I get tired. After a show, girl, I'm like, I'm most likely crossfaded. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to engage. Yeah.
I feel like fucking in drag is for the gay boys.
Oh. I'm not going to touch back.
I think so, too.
Fucking in drag is for the gay boys.
Like on Halloween when they're like, yes. Oh, like with I'm going to be Elle Woods.
Yeah, trannies don't fucking
fuck
drag.
Fuck me in the ass.
Do you find that people like, I mean, like you were telling us earlier, they see the body and they're like into it, but then you take the body off and they're like,
well, are they impressed or?
They like, I actually, I have a set of other pads.
Balls.
That have a hole. Bleep. That have a hole. And I use those when I go out to like Jackson Heights or if I go to the Bronx.
Shut up,
if I go
girl.
To like Harlem.
No, you don't.
No, so I have a special pair of pads, like my old pads, because these are newer. Because I, you know.
They
just can't, you know, you can't like, because, you know, when you steam them, you can get them bigger.
Yeah.
But anyways, I have a special one where I have a cut a hole.
Girl, this is the gag of the season for me right now.
But I have to make sure it's very clean, because if it's not, you know, you get the surprise, you know, surprise paint. But anyways, so I did that like, I was doing that like all last summer because I was just like really curious because I was like, I usually don't like to fucking drag because I'm very like, I'm performing, I'm here, I'm hosting.
Yeah.
It's not, but sometimes, because I was at Metro once, and me and Janelle Key about this all the time, she had this one go-go dancer who had like a 14,
oh, I remember him.
14-inch bleep, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Get through the pads.
Baby, but he walked around, and he goes, they always say this, they go, damn, you got all that ass, and then they go like this, which I don't feel, so they're just like, they're just doing this, and I'm like, cute, and then I saw him in the dressing room, the Metro room, you know, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he started fluffing. And I looked to the corner and I was like, he's fluffing. And like, it was huge. And then he was like, can you help me? And I was like, see. I was like, see. So, you know, and then, you know, the whole time he was like, oh, your makeup is so pretty. And I was just like,
hold on. Can you send me his Instagram
his info?
Account?
At Mary Cherry.
Girl, Oba.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Peach. God.
Peach.
You got a lane.
Wait. When you wear the other pads, when you wear the other pads and you go out on your outings, are you just strutting about or do you have an appointment?
No, I was doing this. I was also doing this in Miami, too. When we all went 2 years ago, remember we went to our
yes, girl. We went to
Basil.
Twist. I got sexually assaulted. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. That sounds like it's awful.
So, I know. But you know, there was a Loewe party. That's why I don't do fashion. A Loewe party and
lower.
And they had all these like influencers and like Drag Race girls at Twist, and I was like, whoa, Twist is fancy. And then one of the girls, Morphine, was like,
Twist is kind. I will say, Twist, yeah. Like, we
girl,
need a
it's
twist
not like
in Brooklyn.
This. And I'm like, what do you mean? I came back and done that. It was just like a crackhead that's going like this and going off like this. I was like, oh, it's way different. But basically, I would walk around Miami and me and Serena were like at after, just out.
Yeah.
And I was just like walking and I was just like, and this guy pulled up in his truck, fat ass, where are you going? And I was just like, you know, feeling it.
What
just,
a fat ass. Deep cut.
Thank you for having us, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is
you.
Where can
one
we?
One second. Are we done?
I mean, do you have more to do?
No.
No. Yeah. We're
okay.
Yeah.
Did y'all want to say anything else?
Always. No. You can follow me on Instagram at juliej.nyc. That's juliej.nyc. I think I have the lowest follower count of all of us sitting here. So
oh,
please.
Give Julie J a follow.
Give Julie J a follow.
Please.
She's an icon, a legend. Stand
y'all
want
to donate, but help y'all don't want to subscribe?
Right.
Y'all want to donate, but you don't want to subscribe?
Cheeky, where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Chiquitetas. That is Chiquitetas. Same way it's spelled on Venmo.
Ooh.
And you can find my merch at mybestjudymerch.com.
Essa?
You can follow me at Essa Noche, ESSANOCHENYC. You can follow me, subscribe. And then my Venmo is Big Butt Queen. Big Butt Queen. And feel free to come to my brunch, the Body Beautiful Brunch at the Standard. Ooh. And I just started a new brunch called Bombshell Brunch at the East Village location. So come through. Wait, what?
Nothing.
Prison,
yeah,
honey.
Go see her.
You're
show.
Doing great.
Bleep.
No, PJ, bleep. You.
Thank you for thinking of me, including me in this last question. You can follow me at Pinche Queen, and you can Venmo me at Pinche Queen, and you can catch me and Mary Cherry at Macri Park every first and third Saturday.
And to finish things off, what is one piece of advice you'd give a young drag queen who wants to enter the Brooklyn scene?
Well, I would tell you
that. Oh!
Oh, my God.
I would say.
From one Miss Bushwick to another.
Royalty.
Royalty. And they put us in the back.
Right.
God damn it.
But you're on tall skyscrapers.
It's true.
Like a skyscraper. Have you guys seen Mary Cherry perform for 9/11?
Yes. Yes. Wait, is this still on YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah. Mary, is it on YouTube?
Oh.
I'm sure. The piece of advice.
The piece of advice.
The piece of advice. I've said it. I'm going to end it up. The rule of threes. Fail.
Fail. Yes.
Often and hard.
Now, what should you do if you do fail and you don't feel good about it? Should you go home and cry and dwell on it?
Quit.
Or should you...
Are you asking for a friend?
Oh,
yeah,
me?
I'm asking for me.
Oh, mama, I've succeeded in three different cities. That question's not for
baby.
Me.
Successful.
Succeed is a word.
Succeed. Baby, she succeeded.
So Julie's advice is fail.
Essa, advice for a newcomer. Cheeky, advice for a newcomer.
Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch. Don't be nasty. Don't try to read us before you even get to know us, because if you do, we are going to look the other way for the rest of your drag career.
PJ, as a newcomer, what are some things that you learned?
Definitely go into every space with like respect for anyone there. I know from my experience and just experiencing other friends go into new cities and seeing them come in hot and strong, and you think you're like cute and friendly because you follow each other on Facebook and a read comes out, and then all of a sudden it's like, bitch, I don't know you like that. So always go in with respect and love, and let your presence and your talent and the mug speak for itself.
The mug.
Wait, is it one piece of advice or just an advice moment?
Or a monologue.
Oh my God.
I know what it's like.
I mean, that's how I live my life, and the rest of y'all are depressed.
Mine is very easy. Mine is very easy.
This has gone off the rail.
It's to have fun.
Just have fun.
Well, Wait, and also, we need to get on Drag Race.
Please.
All four of you, the same season.
Yeah. Yes.
Imagine.
Well, I just won 15.
Season Russia. We're all just on it.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at Sloppy Pod. You can send us an email at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com or call in with your own fuck talk story to 213-536-9180. And don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which coming out every Tuesday and Friday.
That's right. And if you want to get our episodes ad-free and one day early and watch our full uncensored video episodes, you can sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcast.plus. Big thank you to all of our beautiful queens here for
thank
the Brooklyn
you.
Drag Roundtable.
Thank you so much for being here.
I love you guys.
I'll tell
you
Ice
so
Spice much. That y'all want to say hi.
Okay.
Gra.
Gra. How do you do it?
Gra.
Okay.
Like ga.
Ga.
Facts.
Keep it a stack. Okay. Bye.
To get access to our full uncensored video episodes ad-free and one day early, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball.
Engineered by Margot Padilla.
Editing and sound design by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.